This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, it is the Monday morning Doug Steffen Good Day program, November 14th. We continue to cover and be involved in and in many ways be on top of things that are going on that are sort of moderately unusual. The thick stuff. I was looking around and trying to cover elections with a little different pizzazz, if you will, because there's still undecided races and there's still people wondering, okay, who's going to be my rep? Is it a Republican? I think, is Kerry Lake, have they even figured that out yet in Arizona? I don't think there's a winner that's been declared. Say it again, Doug. Been declared there. Katie Hobbs is the Democrat. Kerry Lake is the Republican. And so one wonders, okay, well, the stuff is still unfolding. Final numbers not tallied, some of them for days, maybe even weeks. But I look at the preliminary election returns, and I thought it was interesting from my side of the street, Jay, or our side of the street, if you will, several politicians that had close ties to radio have become winners. And so this is good for the broadcast business, frankly, make sure that we are heard in Washington, because there are a lot of people there that want to do things to radio that are just plain ignorant. And so I see Rick Crawford, who owns the Ag Watch Network, provides a lot of farm news in the South. He was elected with 74% of the vote. Wow, he's owie. That's quite an accomplishment. His area is, but he's well known. And so being on the radio helped him. Another person, let's see here. This guy was a radio talk show host named Tom Emmer. He won a fifth term in Congress. He's a Republican as well. There was a Democrat that ran against him, but he won by 62% to 38%. Let's see here. Another former broadcaster, Brendan Boyle from Pennsylvania. He's a broadcaster, I think, if you talk to him. He did a lot of Notre Dame football and basketball in various places, but he's been in the Philadelphia area in Congress since 2015. He got 75% of the vote. I think the point that I'm making here, or trying to make, when I look at some of these others, actually there's three or four. Michael McCall was a broadcast. Well, his wife is was the daughter of Lowry Mays, who started Clear Channel, which now is iHeart. Mm-hmm. So there's a connection there. Jody Heiss did a program in Bethlehem, Georgia called Let Freedom Ring. She was syndicated on a number of stations, but she's obviously on hiatus because she's going to Congress. And she won pretty handily.
You can't come down on that kind of work.
No, you can't really. Well, actually, you can. Somebody tried to get me to run for Congress in Florida a number of years ago, and I actually gave it some serious thought. One of the things that was in the hopper as far as discussion is concerned was whether I could do the program after I was elected, if I was elected. I couldn't do the program during the campaign. You have to take, I don't know, 4 months or 6 months or whatever it is. Either you, if you stay on the air, you have to get equal opportunity, equal time to the person who's running against you.
And that would so be that's quite the interview
feasible.
Too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right.
Everything
exactly.
Would be one of the debates.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. The midterms, a lot of people are still counting, and there are places where Democrats should have been shoo-ins that they weren't, places Republicans should have been shoo-ins that they weren't, and so on it goes. One of the most heinous things to talk about today, the University of Idaho students who were found dead on the campus. This is Moscow, Idaho. police investigating the deaths of these students that were in a home near the campus. The officers discovered these people when they responded to a report of an unconscious person being on the porch, apparently. They are suspected homicides. It looks like maybe one of them killed three others and then took his own life. They haven't really figured it out yet, so I don't want to start with speculation. But it looks kind of like a messy, and you wonder again, what in the world, what goes on here, right?
And all classes in person and online were canceled.
Yeah.
Going through Zoom tomorrow, and it's just, it is so heartbreaking. This was an off-campus home.
Well, here's another one. This one is, there were three people dead and a couple of hurt in the University of Virginia. A former football player is suspected in that police investigation. This is Charlottesville, Virginia. This was late Sunday night. Apparently, they haven't gotten the shooter yet. But they've, and I'm not going to mention the name of the person because they haven't caught him yet, and they're not really sure. There are a lot of news media outlets. I think that's completely irresponsible, by the way.
Well, when you put up, it's a person of question.
Yeah.
Versus the actual suspect, and I think a lot of times confuse those two phrases.
Yeah, exactly. And then there are the students, the 11 students at Temple University who were robbed at gunpoint over the weekend in an off-campus apartment, robbed, let's see, what kind of things
this
is.
They were held in the basement. Fortunately, nobody was hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, what's the story?
College, yeah, what's going on college campuses, I guess, is the question, right? You want to know when you send your children off to college that they're going to be safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
And this would lead you to believe, when you look at these sorts of things going on, shooting, it's and violence and that sort of thing. What was it? A couple of weeks ago, a college football game, there was a big fight between the teams as they were either, I think they were leaving the field after the game was over. Michigan and Michigan State. Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, and some of them got one to the ground of the opposite team and were like kicking them, and it was just this brutal attack.
Yeah. And so what is that? Where is sportsmanship under the circumstances? What are we doing? You know, it's winning at all costs. That's what some of these coaches, that's how they talk. And that takes itself to the field as well. I mean, to the professional football fields. Some of the things that go on the field are just despicable. This needs to be more respect. Well, the game doesn't have any respect. I know how many of you love football, but it becomes more and more obvious that this is a place where really angry young men go. Not all of them, but there's a lot of anger. These guys, a lot of these people have no business being representing a college or even a professional team. Really, really, really. Okay, 15 past the hour, into a couple of different modes after these words.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Christmas music all over the place. I was driving back from, I went to pick up a car last night, and I found a Christmas station in Worcester, Mass. There are like 70 stations now that have confirmed their changeover to Christmas music. And I must say, and I do this kind of every year, even though a lot of the music is repetitive, redundant, you hear the same songs over and over again, and you hear them every year, it kind of feels good. It was fun to hear "All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Friends," or whatever it was. Pearl Ives. Yeah. A couple
of
new ones.
As long as it's not the Christmas Shoes song, which is just,
or the Grinch.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, I changed the channel. Yeah, awful. Terrible. The president's granddaughter is getting married in the White House. I noticed that Trump's daughter got married over the weekend in Mar-a-Lago. This is Tiffany Trump. A lot of people don't really pay attention to her. She came from, what was the second wife's name? Marla Maples. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. So they had a big party at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend.
And that was the one that he left Ivanka? Yeah. No, Ivana. Yeah. He left Ivana for her, and it was just that whole situation. Yeah. And she typically was with her mom more than
even
though she had a relationship with her dad and her siblings.
Right. Yep. Speaking of celebrity, Norway's Princess Martha has decided she didn't want to be the princess anymore. She wants to be a doctor. So she's going to practice alternative medicine with her lover, who happens to be a shaman. Right, exactly. This guy's name is Durek Verrett, self-styled shaman, endorsed unfounded medical practices. Oh, come on. When are you going to grow up? The God-blessed news media. You know what? These people have, I've known a number of shamans in my life, and they're usually pretty good healers. It's back to the mind over matter. But do you think the conventional wisdom of your doctor who went to Duke or wherever he went to or she went to is going to even give any credence to this stuff, even though a lot of it works? Nah. It's the arrogance of the people in power. It's the same in politics, same in any business. The big business of regular medicine versus alternative practices. I will tell you that I get most of my advice and most of the help that I get are from practitioners of alternative medical procedures. I like the way they think. Now, you can say, well, you got your shots and stuff. That's not alternative. Well, it's not so much that. It's, you know, what do you do if you have a headache? And, you know, do you take aspirin or do you get a little massage at the right place in your head? You know, that sort of stuff. But to just discount them
with food and nutrients.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, the princess has decided that she's 51 years old. She is going to keep her royal title, but abdicating her official duties to create a clearer dividing line between her roles. So she will no longer be the royal patron. The official duties will be gone. Who even remembered there was a queen in Norway? Or a royal family, right? Nobody pays attention to that. It's all what goes on in England that gets the attention. Anyway, good for her. She made up her mind to do something on her own. Good. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let's face the music here. I guess we don't have to face the music, but Alec Baldwin does. And so in order to face the music, he's, what's the old expression, turnabout is fair play. There were people who were accusing him of negligence, and they were going to sue him. So why not do the same thing with the rest of them? So Alec Baldwin has filed the lawsuit. We'll talk about that right after these words. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. All right, so I guess the question here, Jay, is turnabout fair play or a way to protect yourself? So Alec Baldwin last week sued the person responsible for the arm. They call him the armorer, and then a number of crew members as well for negligence. They handed him the gun, right?
These people, accidents do happen 100%,
sure.
But these people had certain jobs that they failed at. The armorer, like, they are the one main person that is in charge of all these guns, and they should be checking their work. They should be double-checking everybody else's work. They are the ones. So Hannah Gutierrez Reed is being charged or being sued. Dave Hulls, Sarah Zachary, Seth Kenny. Baldwin's lawyer says the tragedy happened because live bullets were delivered to the set and loaded into the gun. The armorer...
Crazy. Crazy.
Failed to check the bullets and gun safety. Halls failed to check the gun carefully and yet announced the gun was safe before handing it to Baldwin. Zachary failed to disclose that Gutierrez Reed had been acting, quote-unquote, recklessly offset. And Kenny supplied all of the film's guns and, quote-unquote, haphazardly stored all of the ammunition. So these are the allegations in Baldwin's lawsuit against them.
Well, this is sticky wicked stuff for sure. But Baldwin has his own career to protect. Apparently, they're going ahead, though, to do this movie in January. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to be a year behind what it was.
The investigation has pretty much wrapped, so they are able to get back to filming.
Right. So who's going to want to go see this? Is it going to get more people going to see it just because of all the notoriety? It was kind of a B-plus Western to begin with, and so one.
Good question. I originally wanted to see it because of a certain actor that's going to be in it that I really like.
Who's that?
Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, I don't know who that
is. But I think there's going to be a lot of people who don't see it, who wanted to see it originally because of everything that happened. People who had no interest in seeing it.
Who would want to see it.
Now want to see it.
Yeah, right. I kind of want to. Well, I would always see movies like this anyway, although I haven't been to movies for a couple of months. I tried to get to see the Julia Roberts, George Clooney movie this weekend. I just couldn't find the time. But there's so much trash also. That's what Chuck and I and you were always talking about, or have been more lately, because of all the garbage that's playing, all the horror movies and the same old action kind of flick. It's just the same old, same old. But this is a different sort of story. Well, we'll see what happens. That's the update on Alec Baldwin on Good Day, 28 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider is helping lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the weekend, it's been determined Democrats will retain control of the Senate after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won a tight race in Nevada over Republican Adam Laxalt, giving the party the 50 seats it needs for a majority.
Like all of you, I'm a Nevadan, and I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
Six people have died after two vintage military planes collided midair on Saturday and crashed into flames before a crowd of thousands who came out to see them at a World War II air show in Dallas, Texas. NASA officials inspecting Artemis 1 moon rocket say it appears it has made it through the hurricane mostly unscathed. The goal of the Artemis project is to build a working base at the south pole of the moon by 2030. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Monday, November 14th. Hi, good day, good morning. If it's morning when you're listening, some people listen in the morning, afternoon, evening, whatever. It's nice to have you along for the ride. The Senate, the Democrats, they are going to keep control of the Senate. Not so sure about the Republicans in the House. Thought it was interesting, Jay Kirshner, by the way, with Doug Stephan on Good Day. There was an interview that Pence gave over the weekend, and he said that Trump, there's no love lost between the two of them. I don't think there ever was. Mm-hmm. Pence was very loyal. If anything, he's the winner in all of this, except for the Trump crazies who think he's a traitor. He's not at all. I don't cotton to his brand of conservative politics, but I do think he's an interesting and his integrity as a human being. And so he said
things went sour until the very end.
Right, and then they really got sour. And they got sour on January 6th, as a matter of fact, because he said Trump endangered him and his family with the recklessness of that whole, all the rhetoric and the actions that he took. And that's true, and that's what people are after Trump about. And that's why Trump doesn't have credibility with lots of people anymore, because the more they look into this, and I know that the people who are the loyalists say, oh, Democrats just trying to get him. It's not true. Yeah, it really is kind of true. Mm-hmm. Frankly, all of the stuff that is floating around, there's much more to it. There's a real problem here, and you can't let that stuff go any more than you can let go the reality of the election faults that there are. Trump calls our attention, not necessarily in the best way, but there are a lot of problems with our electoral system, top to bottom, locally, statewide, nationally, serious problems. And they're made worse by some of the things that are thrown into the mix. And they give guys like Trump credibility when he throws darts at the system. Even though the darts that he threw at the system didn't have merit, the fact that the system is as blanked up as it is something that has to be dealt with, hasn't been dealt with, been a problem all of my life. As long as I can remember, there have always been problems. Anyway, so the Republicans take control of the House, 218 seats. Let's see here. And then over in the Senate, you got that. I mean, there are a couple of races that still haven't been decided yet, but I don't see that as being a problem.
I don't understand what's taking Arizona so long.
Because they have a pretty corrupt system. It's a mess. It's a mess.
It looks like, what, there's about 93% of the votes are accounted for.
Yeah, right. Okay, there was a... Really, I saw this Saturday night, and I thought to myself, how the heck does something like this happen? You may have seen the story about the two old planes from World War II that crashed at an air show in Dallas over the weekend.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people were there. The planes blew up. And when you look at what's on the ground, there's nothing left of either of the planes, really. The debris was all over the place, on a highway, at a mall. Nobody got hurt on the ground, but all the people in the planes were killed. So, a fighter plane and an old B-17. Those are neat, neat, neat old planes. This is a sad day for those folks. And those, you know, the private owners of these planes now that do them, they have a lot of air shows and they put their planes up. And, you know, they're proud of the work that they've done. But these kind of things happen. With these old, there's no parts anymore around. How do you maintain them properly, I think, is the question that a lot of people want to know. Later on, this half hour, we'll talk to Chucker about the Wakanda Forever thing. I say thing because to me it looks like a thing. $180 million at the box office. How about that? Huh?
Sounds about right.
You know, the NFL, you look at, I don't have any affinity for football, as you know, so we don't talk about it here on this program very much, unless it's something that really is, you know, something we need to talk about. I thought this was interesting, though. Four games are going to be played in Germany. Tampa Bay and Seattle yesterday, by the way, just in case you're wondering how Tom Brady is doing, did well. I think it's interesting. They play oftentimes in England, too. There's usually a game played, football game played,
yeah,
afoot, and they, of course, discount it because they don't think it's football. For them, football is soccer.
Yeah, they call it American football.
American football, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess that's what it is, in a sense. And then they become the world champions. World champions of what? Right? Okay. Here's something that is shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. About a third of parents of youngsters in public schools are worried about shootings that could happen at their school. There's a poll that has been now unearthed, if you will. School shootings, you know, you go back to what our conversation was with regard to Alex Jones, mm-hmm, and that whole thing. But look at all of the schools that have been shot up since Columbine, and that was 20-some-odd years, maybe 30, I don't know. It was long. It seemed like a long time ago. But when you look at the stats here, roughly a third of parents of children in K through 12 schools say they are very, or at least extremely worried about a shooting taking place in their children's school. Now, is this because of the news media? Is this because we have more and more crazy youngsters, young white men who need attention, mental health problems? 37% of parents are somewhere in the middle when it comes to worrying about not just a shooting, but other things, violence in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at these things that we're having on the college campuses this weekend. Yeah. It isn't just K through 12.
Because it is happening a lot, and we're hearing about it in the news media. Kids are starting to do the active shooter drills, which it's better to be safe than be sorry. And you think about it with fires. How likely is it that a fire is, like, the school is going to be caught on fire? But yet you do the fire drills and everything. Yeah. So it makes sense that there's drills, but it does probably cause a little bit of intimidation, especially for parents, because we worry about anything happening to our kids. But it's not even just schools.
Well, it's interesting because mothers are the ones...
At the movie theater, at a concert.
Yeah, mothers are the ones who are saying they're much more likely than fathers. I look at this, at the results of the survey. They're much more... 39% of mothers are worried, 24% of fathers are worried. And fathers say mothers are too worried about their children. Well, that's an interesting reality in and of itself. Interesting also is this breaks down by race and ethnicity, Jay. Half of Hispanic parents of these students say they are very worried about possibilities of shootings. Let's see, Asian parents, 35% of them, 22% of white parents. So it's interesting how this all breaks down. And certainly those who live in urban areas are more worried about school shootings than those who live in the suburbs or in rural areas. Actually, almost half of urban parents say they are either very or extremely worried about this happening. Now, how does it start? Does this sort of thing start? If it's in the school, a number of these happenstances where there were boys who were bullied, or they were angry at their teacher, or they're angry at other students, brings us around to this week, which is Anti-Bullying Week. This year, this week, we recognize that bullying has a long-term effect on the mental health and the quality of the life of the victim. So, how do we combat bullying? There's a zero-tolerance policy that's enacted by some schools, some community groups, that sort of thing.
Well, also lead by example, teaching kindness, not just talking about it, but actually giving the students an opportunity to see kindness at work. And there have been studies that show not only are the people who are bullied, the victims of bullying, deal with a lot of repercussions down the road, but also the bullies themselves, because every bully is somebody else's victim. They're learning that from somewhere. And a lot of times these school bullies are the ones that are victims in their own home life, too.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we are all conscious of. The facts every day bring us around to the reality of what being perpetrated. Our kids grow up normally in this country anymore. I mean, I'm thinking about what it was like for me to grow up. I was blissfully involved in the farm. I went to school every day, came home, worked on the farm. It was like there was nothing going on around me that made me think. I mean, once in a while, I had some troubles with youngsters in school because my given name is Dudley. So I got bullied because of my name by a kid named Peter Olson, who was in trouble all the time. And I was the main thrust of his anger was me. But he got in trouble all kinds of, in fact, he later, after he got out of high school, he committed suicide, hung himself. And you got to wonder what was going on at home. My father, bless him, tried to find out, tried to get to their home, but they didn't really have a home. There was nobody home. You know, he wanted to go see if he could put an end to it, but I think he actually got a hold of Olson at one point in time and threatened him. And so at that point, he never bothered me again. But we've all had that. But I thought, did it bother me? Yeah. Have I been bullied as an adult? Absolutely. Have you been bullied as an adult, Jay? Anybody? I mean, most people think it's just young people that get bullied.
An employer, of my past jobs. An employer, honestly, it sent me to therapy. He was awful.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. All right, in a moment, the only state in America that doesn't have airline service. You want to take a guess as to what state it is that doesn't have airline service? We're going to talk about that. I thought that would be an interesting curio. So we'll find out what that state is. What is wrong? The state of the state after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hansen. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You could also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Okay, Jay, you want to guess what state in the United States of America is the only state that has no commercial airport?
Rhode Island.
Nope.
Delaware.
That's the green airport in Providence. Yeah, that's it. Yes, number two, Delaware is the only state that has. The next time you visit Delaware, you will notice that. Or if you've never been there before, you can only drive or you can take a train, but it's the only state that doesn't have any commercial airline service or a commercial airport.
That's interesting.
Now, I thought, I always thought Wilmington, you could get onto a flight to, and go into the airport in Newcastle, but there's nothing there. There's no demand for it because you can go up to Newark, you go down to Baltimore, you know, it's close enough, you go to Philadelphia. So there's no real, it's the 45th state by population. Only 1 million people live in Delaware. So anyway, but there are a couple of new small airlines that are going to start serving some routes from that little Wilmington airport. Apparently there's a huge increase. And you know that this past year saw an 85% increase in air traffic from the year before. Hello, duh. We all know why.
Like, no crap, got it.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, there's that good laugh from Jay. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is there a constant flow of new innovation in the movie business? I would say no. Jay?
It depends on the day. Sometimes I'm surprised. Other times I'm like, okay, let's just roll with it.
Same old stuff. All right, so we have, is it Wakanda or Wakanda? Is it W-A? Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the big story for the weekend. We'll get the box office totals from Chucker and get the story behind the story because I'm sure he's seen that movie. Get to that after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheet Special. Oh, listen to the enthusiasm from that announcer. Woohoo! Okay, so Chucker has stubbed his toe, and we don't seem to be able to put the pieces together, so you and I can look. I can't speak with any credibility other than looking at what they brought in. There was only one game in town this past weekend at the box office, and it was Wakanda. I've been saying Wakanda, like Wikipedia, but it's Wakanda, W-A-K-A-N-D-A. No shock here. There is, I don't know how many, what people thought was going to be the total. I think Chucker said it would do over 100 million. It did way over that. It was, what, 180 or something?
180.
Yeah, 180 million. Yeah.
In any of these superhero comic book movies, especially in the Marvel or DC world, this one's Marvel, people love this. And it's a great one to see at the movie theater because of all of the action, all of the cinematography with everything. But also with Black Panther, it was a big one because it was the sequel following Chadwick Boseman, who
right.
the Black Panther, in his death. So a lot of people were kind of very interested in
see how they play it out.
Oh, yeah, and right. they had said that they were not going to recast. So there was a lot of questions surrounding this.
So Black Panther, the first one, did $330 million worldwide. It was built, let's see, they did cost them $250 million to make it, and around the world they expect in the next 3 weeks for it to do 300 million or more. So I mean, it certainly is going to bring in a lot of yeah. cash. But it's the back to the business of the black, the focus on Black Panther, Black Adam. I don't know. I thought the story was a fabulous story. The first one, I happened to like this kid Boseman very much. Thought he was great. He first got my attention as he played Jackie Robinson, but he had some other great roles.
Great.
He was just a good actor and came across very well. At any rate, so now we've got Black Adam. By the way, that was number two at the box office this weekend, and so far it's taken $151 million in 2 weeks. Ticket to Paradise, taking it $56 million in 3 weeks. Number three movie. Let's see here. Lyle Crocodile, number four, taking in so far $40 million. Smile. That horror, oh my God, who would see it? Did you see it? Did you see that? You like that crap.
I have not had time to see it, but I've heard that it is very twisted and people need to take a moment before they regroup after seeing this film.
Yeah. I want to see Armageddon Time, but the movie's title has turned a lot of people off. So it was number 10 at the box office this past weekend, only took in $352,000. I wanted to kind of go see it because it has an interesting theme to it, but it's done nothing because they gave it. It shows you what can happen when there's a movie that isn't really what the movie is about, and this is not about Armageddon, really, that then what, you know, what happens? They've lost all, you know, the excitement from the audience isn't there
because they don't like the title.
All right, so there they are. The box office totals for the weekend, 59 passed on Good Day.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.